Good afternoon. We trust we each one are living by faith. And if we are, I believe we don't have to feel any alarm. May the Lord help us each one that we can truly be what the Lord would have us to be by the grace of God. I thank the Lord for each one that's present. I am Brother Gracie from the Wichita congregation. We appreciate your prayers. We're thankful for your presence here at this time. I'd like for the congregation to turn to number 135 and sing verse 3, please.
Closed in death, I'll believe His word. Work on, toil on, till my work on earth is done by the living grace of God. I will labor on.
I'd like to ask you that question. What do you believe? I don't know if you've ever given much thought to that or what it means to you, but I believe it's very important what we believe. And I find the songwriter's saying, which I take this for my desire, and I trust you'll take it for yours, that by the living grace of God, I will never doubt my Lord. Till my eyes are closed in death, I'll believe His word. So I want to be found believing the word of God. We find that according to the scripture, the Lord is saying that, speaking about the Lord avenging His children, says He will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall He find faith on the earth? We're living in a time that faith is greatly challenged. We're living in a time where the Word of God is greatly challenged. But I'm thankful that the Word of God will continue to hold true as the ages come and go. Now concerning to believe, to accept as true, what things do you accept as true? To accept as true or real, to expect or suppose, to have faith, to have confidence in the truth. Now, I wrote out something like this, that what you believe is the essence of who you are. Believe that essence is the indispensable or intrinsic properties that characterize or define something. So what you believe is very, very important. What people believe has a very profound effect upon the face of the earth. What we believe will have a very profound effect on our relationship with one another. We find in Matthew, the 10th chapter, that Jesus is saying, "Think not that I am come to send peace on the earth. I am not come to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's foes shall be they of his own household." Believe that the Lord came to change man's belief system. The things that men believed. The things that they accepted as true. Jesus is saying, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." We find in 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, as we look at the seriousness of it and a warning from the Word of God, which speaks, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers." So we see that there's something very important about those that believe and those that don't. It's not just a very small matter, but it's teaching not to be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Of course, many times we may use that scripture in marriage, not to be yoked up with those that are unbelievers. But you can get involved even with those that are from places or congregations that don't preach the truth. The Word of God is saying, "For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness?" Unbelievers can be very dangerous to your soul's salvation. I believe that was Beethoven. My understanding was an atheist. My understanding is his wife was a Christian woman. And at the time of the death of her mother, she was suffering quite a bit with grief. And so he at that time came to her and said, "Lean upon your faith if it will be of some help to you." And I believe she replied to him, "I'm afraid I haven't any left." So there is a danger of those that are unbelievers, and we find that unbelief is very strong in the world today. It says, "In what communion hath light with darkness? In what accord, what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." So we think of the Word of God that lets us know that all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. We see in Genesis, the 1st chapter, the Word of God is saying, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." I believe that. That is one of the foundational structures of my belief. That I believe that God created the heavens and the earth. Not long ago, I was pondering about Google. Excuse me. But I went to ask Google, when will time end? Google didn't seem to have a clear answer. You ask Google, how did time come to be? To them, they traced it all the way back to what they call the Big Bang Theory. On the news just a few days ago, I heard something about Jupiter. And suppose that there was some comet that came off of Jupiter and headed toward the Earth long, long years ago, and somehow it brought water to the Earth. But I thank God for the Word of God that gives us a very clear, a very distinct understanding of where the earth came from, how it got here, how we got here, where we're going, where our destination is. And I'm going to say to you that I believe. To me is forever stamped within my being that God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. And the Word begins to give us some clarity that deep within us, we want to be careful about unbelieving thoughts that may come to our mind. In Revelations, the 20th chapter, we find the speaking there but anyway, I'm thinking of the scripture that speaks about the fearful and the unbelieving. 21 and 8, thank you. The fearful and the unbelieving. That's a state that we don't want to be in. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And God is saying, I will be his God and he shall be to me a son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers, scorns and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire that burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So we can see that it's a very fearful thing to be in the state of unbelieving. And yet at the same time, we don't want to just believe everything. So we need God to help us so we can believe the right things by the grace of God. 2 Thessalonians 2. In verse 10, it speaks, and with all undeceivableness and unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not a love for the truth. See, that sets you up when you don't really want the truth. That they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them. Now this is God himself. God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Believe in the wrong thing. that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So the precaution is that we don't want to fall in a place where we are amongst those that are believing a lie. Which that is something that is very prevalent in the world today. People who are caught up believing lies. But we find in 2 Timothy, the third chapter, and I believe this, the word is saying that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Do you believe that? All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine. If you need a doctrine, look in the Word of God. Get in tune with the Holy Spirit. It's actually profitable. It's good for doctrine. Above any and every other doctrine there may be, the Word of God is good for doctrine. It's good for reproof. I would advise you to take the reproof of the Word of God. I would advise you to allow yourself to be reproved by the Word of God. Even we as a people must rise up and humble ourselves and accept the reproof of the Word of God. It's good for correction. From the top clear to the bottom. Though it be rulers. Though it be the Supreme Court. Though it be the president. They would all do well to stand corrected by the Word of God. It's good for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. See, God has a plan, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. See, what do you believe? Do you actually believe the Word of God is good for correction? When you have a thought, when you have a plan, when you have a desire, are you willing to let the Word of God correct you? You know, one day the Lord gave me a thought about those that would not be corrected. We don't want to be one of those persons that just will not be corrected. Can come right to the Word of God. See it in the Word. The Word of God is wrong. I'm going to go ahead and go my own way. You know, we have to be careful. What do we actually believe? I believe in the Bible. I believe that all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. St. John 3:15 lets us know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, whosoever, praise the Lord, believeth in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. See, I believe that. Amen. I actually believe that every man, woman, boy, and girl that's somewhere along life's pathway, God will make a very special appeal to their soul. I believe the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. I believe that each and every person somewhere, God will make a special appeal to your soul about your soul's salvation. Not as a people, not as a congregation, not as a group, but you as an individual believe that God one day will actually talk to your heart. See, I believe that. Do you believe that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son? Do you believe that? Praise the Lord. I believe in it. You know, you can take a person and change what they do. You can actually incarcerate them. Stop them from certain behaviors. But if you can actually change a man's belief system, you can change the man. Amen. So it's very important what you actually believe, what you actually have faith in. What is it that's actually, you might say, leading, guiding, directing you as you go in life? What is your belief system? What do you believe? When is the last time you actually sit down and begin to examine what are the things that I actually believe concerning life? What are the things that I believe as to how I actually got here? What do I believe so far as what God would have me to do while I'm here on the face of this earth? What do I believe? Have you examined what you believe? It's worth looking at. See if you can actually get down to the bottom of it. You know, there was one man that believed a certain thing and God changed him. You know, and that's what people actually need. They need a new belief system. They need a new belief. Their old beliefs they need to throw away. Behold, all things become new. You had a man named Saul. He was threatening the saints and going about having them put in prison and different things like that. And then a light shone round about him from heaven and he fell to the earth. And he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Is it hard for thee to kick against the pricks? This man was busy persecuting the people of God. This man was busy tearing down the saints of God, persecuting them to other cities. But one day he met the Lord, praise the Lord. And as he astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? So he said, Lord. Amen. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. You know what? Ananias was afraid to go over there, but I believe the Lord told him that, behold, he prayeth. See, a different belief system. Believing differently. You know, that's why there's so much going on in the world today is because people have different beliefs. So there's so much turmoil. And there are things that are clearly written down in the Word of God that are brought under question today. But I'm going to say it to you, don't be shaken. Stay right with the Word of God. Continue to believe the Word of God. What do you believe? You know, if you're not going to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God, you're liable to drift anywhere. You don't even know what you'll end up believing. I thank God for the Word. I thank God that we have the Word that's actually written, that we can open it up and read it by the grace of God. And to me, the Word of God touches every avenue of our life. Sometimes you might look at the world today and wonder, what does the Word of God have to do with it? The Word of God has everything to do with it. Amen. There is nothing that's coming up that is not already addressed in the Word of God. By and large, I can't hardly think of anything that the Word of God does not cover. Problems that are creeping up today. Things that are boggling minds. Things that are creating great societal problems. And the Word of God already addresses it. Amen. Seems like sometime we need to take it right up there and set it down in the senator's lap and those that are making the laws and rules and regulations. Here it is, right here in the Word of God. What do you believe? Ooh, you better be careful what you preach, brother. Genesis 1 and 27. Verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image. See, God made man. Amen. He breathed into his nostrils a breath of life, and man became a living soul. Well, if you don't believe it, I believe it. And God said, let us make man in our image, and after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Praise the Lord. God is still yet in control of everything. Praise God. He's got the whole world in his hands. Don't want to step on no toes, but Lord have mercy. You got climate change going on. Oh, Lord, help us all. Do you find yourself shaking? Wondering how you're going to deal with it? What's going to happen? Well, I turn over to Genesis 8 chapter, and it says in verse 22 that while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. And I'm going to tell you, I believe it, praise the Lord. What do you believe? I believe the Word. So God created man in his own image. See, God actually created man. No, we didn't come from an amoeba or wherever you want to say or way back there. And all those things with Darwin and his theories and everything. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Amen. I believe it. I'm not all that deeply concerned what society wants to say about it. Because I believe the Word of God. Amen. I'm going to say to you, trust it, it'll guide you right. You go down a lot of these other roads, you're going to end up in confusion. Sure you will. I'm going to read on in the Word. You might want to close your ears if it's too strong for you. But I'm going to say it in the Word of God. And read the said, male and female created he them. Amen. I believe it. That's the way God started it. That's the way it's still. Well, brother, it ain't like that no more. It's a whole lot of things. You know, you just don't know what's going on. The Bible knows what's going on. Praise the Lord. Amen. Confusion. Who are you? Well, that's a debatable question. Well, you knew if somebody come up in their mind and say, well, I'm a dog. Somebody would say, I'm a horse. Amen. People supposedly switching genders back and forth. But that's not the way the Lord, the Word of God lays it out, praise the Lord. I believe the word. You can be confused in your mind and believe you anything. God gives us clear direction. I would advise you to follow the clear direction that's given in the Word of God. Well, I'm a lion today and tomorrow I'm going to be a dog. Lord have mercy. Then a grocery store one day. Amen. And I'm going to just say it like this. A man walked by, a tall man, maybe over 6 foot tall. Walked by in a lime green dress. Thought he could have did a little better than that. But anyway, he was man from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, if you know what I'm saying. And there he was going along trying to be a woman. He was a very poor representation. Lord have mercy. You know, there's something that's easing in the world today. You know, you got Brother Jacob over there. Jacob is going through something, but Isaac is the one that's having the greatest problem. You know, because Jacob is coming there. And he said over there, and Isaac said to Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son. I'm not, you know, advising you to go feeling people. But he said, come near, my son, that I, whether I can feel thee, whether you be my very son Esau or not. He's having trouble discerning. See, God set it up. There shouldn't be any question. Amen. You should be able to clearly tell almost a block away whether it's a man or a woman. Amen. There shouldn't be no second take, so I can't figure it out. I just don't know what it is. Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt it. And he said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are Esau's hands. See what I'm saying? People, maybe in the grocery store, wherever it is, and you look and it seems like a woman, and you look and it seems like a man. Lord have mercy. Cross-dressing. Men need to stay out of the dresses. Women need to stay out of the pants. Oh, don't say that, brother. Don't say that. Amen. Giving room for the devil. Is that a family gathering? Someone was there, I'll just say it like that, that invited somebody else, and they were at this family gathering. So as I approached, and the person introduced me, you know, just, I wasn't thinking that much about it, and I was ready to say, well, nice to meet you, ma'am, you know, in a cordial way.
Until they gave me their name, it's like, whoa.
I didn't say ma'am or sir, I just left it alone. Confusion. That's what the world is presenting instead of the truth of God's word. And what really bothers me, I'm an old man now, but what really bothers me is my grandchildren have to grow up in this world that we've left behind. It bothers me that on my watch, same-sex marriage was approved. Am I doing everything I'm supposed to be doing? Lord, have mercy. Does it ever burden your heart? Do you ever think about the world that we're leaving to the generations to come? Lord, have mercy, help us all. You know, the very truth of God's word is challenged on every hand. What do you believe? What are you actually standing on? What are you willing to actually stand by? Praise the Lord. Genesis, the third chapter, you know, when the word of God is challenged, it's astonishing that somebody's even going to challenge the word of God. But I want to say to you, the word of God in my mind has always been challenged. Amen. That's right. You know, God said, in the day that you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. Devil came right there in Genesis 3 and 4. The serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. See, there are things that are out there to actually undermine your beliefs, the very foundation of them. You don't want to find yourself in a state that you no longer believe. Amen. In a state where you no longer have confidence in the word of God. Lord, increase our faith. Drifting away from Jesus. What is our nation doing? Drifting away from the word of God. To where now we are actually enacting laws that are in direct opposition to the word of God. That shows you that as a nation, our leaders no longer believe. That's what it's come down to. No longer believe. Did you know that there are some of these most slimy doctrines creeping right in among us? I want you to pick up a thought over there in Genesis, the third chapter. Adam and Eve partook of the fruit. Says the eyes of them both were open. They knew they were naked. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Amen. I know it don't read this way in the Word of God, but I want to insert a thought here. In Genesis 3 and 21, and in under Adam also the Lord did make coats of skins and clothed them. And the Lord said, behold, man has become as one of us to know good and evil. Now lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever. Now hold that thought right there. Now what if you have Eve busy trying to get some fig leaves together? And Adam is saying, forget the fig leaves. I'm heading for the tree of life. Amen. God's not due to be here for another 2 hours. And I believe I can make it. So I'm just going to go partake of the tree of life, and you keep giving me the knowledge of good and evil, and I'm just going to partake of both of them. Don't that sound far away? You ever heard of people talking about, I'm a sinner saved by grace? Amen. You ever heard of people talking about that I'm a child of God and yet I'm sinning every day? Amen. It's not that far away. What do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus actually saved from the power of sin, or do he just save you in your sin? So I'm just going to partake of the tree of life, and I'm also keep taking of the evil things too. And I just got them both a blend. And you know, since I got Jesus, there's nothing God can do with me. Those are beliefs that are coming around. Those are beliefs that have been around. You know, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. The word says that all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Take a look at it. You read over there in the Word of God. You got Brother Solomon. You know, he's talking about planted trees. I did this, I did that. And he's talking about that whatsoever my eyes desired, I kept not from them. I will not withheld my heart from any joy. For my heart rejoiced in all the labor. I just didn't hold myself back from anything. And he goes into, what was it, 400 wives, 300 concubines, whatever it was. Going down and worshiping idols. It's in the Word. Get pretty quiet. And Solomon said, also my wisdom remained with me. Now that might be debatable. Amen. In other words, the way that I can hold on to God and hold on to the world at the same time and still I'm all right. What do you believe? Have you been taken over with a belief like that? That I can simply take a hold of the world and yet take a hold of God. And everything's going to be all right. You know, I thank God for the Word that inspires us, the Word that helps us along the way. And then I'm challenged by those that have actually gone on before. And sometimes I don't even know where they got what they got, except they got it from God, praise the Lord. You look at old Brother Job way back there. Brother Job goes way on back before Moses. Clear on back to the days of Esau and Jacob. I believe that one of his friends was descendant of Esau, I believe. This man way back there before the law was even written. You know, but you can have the law of God written in your heart, praise the Lord. It seemed like Brother Job had quite a bit of it written in his heart. This man had a deep understanding. Job 19 and 25, we're talking about what you believe. For I know that my Redeemer liveth. Do you know your Redeemer liveth? Praise the Lord. Amen. Job said it, not in the midst of the good time, but in the midst of his sorrow, in the midst of his suffering, in the midst of his bereavement, in the midst of his sword, so to speak. I know my Redeemer liveth. What do you believe? And that he shall stand at the latter day. Job's got a hold of something. What do you believe? You know, I believe that. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, it's not all wrapped up in human flesh, praise the Lord. That's not all what it is. It's more than that, praise the Lord. And though after skin worms destroy my body, that's what Job is saying, that's what he believed. What do you believe today? May God help us all. And I need help myself. You know, sometimes our loved ones die, and if we're not careful, we want to almost get devastated. Amen. But I believe that Job had a hold of something. Though even a skin worm destroy my body, yet in my flesh, praise the Lord, will I see God. What do you believe? Song number 198 and verse 1. It's saying, have we any hope within us? Do you have a hope within you of a life beyond the grave? What do you believe? Praise the Lord. In the sweet and vernal lands, Do you know, praise the Lord, if this earthly tabernacle were to be dissolved, we have a house not made with hands, praise the Lord. Believest thou this? Amen. I believe that's something to believe. I believe it. We have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. God has given us His Spirit, and we want the world to hear. What do you believe? I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Over in Mark, notice some writing over there. I believe somebody came. Jesus came to the disciples and said, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" You know, and He talked to them, and they answered, "John the Baptist, but some say Elias, and others one of the prophets." And He said unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ," praise the Lord. Amen. I believe in one portion it says, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Amen. Whom do men say? What are men saying? What is the media saying today? Amen. How much of the media do you believe? What is your belief system? May God help us. Not trying to step on any toes. Do you still believe the earth is flat? Amen. Do you believe that man went to the moon? Maybe you don't. I'm not trying to get into that. But I'm just saying, what do you believe? You know, there are things we may believe, things we may not believe. Amen. Do you believe that January the 6th actually happened with the Capitol? Do you believe it even happened? Brother, leave that stuff alone. Lord, have mercy. I'm saying, do you believe it? The pandemic we went through by the grace of God, how much of it did you believe? How much do you believe today? Well, I believe everything they said. Every word they told me. I'm sorry, I can't follow it. I'm going to tell you one of the biggest problems I had with the pandemic. Lord, have mercy. One of the biggest problems I had with the pandemic is the fact that I had a memory. And I can remember things they told me 1 month and remember things they told me the next month. And I'm just going off of their information, not my information. I'm going off of their information. Their information is not matching up. Amen. So I have a problem. May God help us. Stolen election. Leave it alone. What do you believe? So, you know, just leave it alone. Amen. They have a thing out now, AI, artificial intelligence. This thing is good. Amen. If you want to, this thing can write you out a term paper. If you want to, you can get about any information you want to, and it can fix you up something. What are you going to do if somebody goes to AI and say, "Well, AI, I need a message on a certain subject," and then AI just put it out for them. They take it and bring it to you and feed it to you. Oh, brother, that can never happen. It could happen. Amen. Are you going to be able to tell the difference between AI and the Spirit of God? Lord, help us. What do you believe? You know, I believe that Jesus, Mary, conceived as a virgin and brought forth her firstborn son and laid him in a manger. See, I believe that. That's something that I just carry right on with me, praise the Lord. You turn over there to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. I want to tell you something else I believe by the grace of God. It says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also you have received, wherein I stand, by which also we are saved, praise the Lord, and keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all, praise the Lord, which is also which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. See, I believe it. You may, you know, if you don't want to believe it, but I believe it. There are unbelievers. But I believe it, praise the Lord. Amen. I appreciate the word of God. You know, it stands up to the scrutiny of unbelief. You know, it has been that way. And it's still that way. St. John, the first chapter. That he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. That's pretty heavy. They didn't believe. But as many as received him, to them gave he power, praise the Lord, to become the sons of God. We're talking about those that did believe, praise the Lord. They still yet have the power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. What do you believe? I still believe. I want to stay that way. Believing in the things of God. You know, you got song number 461. As we begin to wind down just a little bit. But this song is bringing out some nuggets that I don't believe we want to overlook. For the chorus is saying, I believe Jesus saves. Amen. Do you still believe Jesus saves? And his blood washes white as snow. Amen. Thank the Lord. I believe Jesus saves. And his blood washes whiter than snow. Do you have an amen for that? Yes. That I believe it. You know. And the word begins to point us toward the end of things. I want to encourage you to be a believer. You know, one reason I want to encourage you to be a believer. Because, you know, I believe that we can safely say that one day, I believe we can no doubt say that everybody will be a believer. It's the word of God we see in Philippians, the second chapter in verse 9. It says, wherefore God hath highly exalted him, speaking to him about Christ, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. You're going to say it. You can say it now. You can say it later. I want to say it now. I want to believe it now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I want to be there now. Amen. And as we close out, we look at Revelation, the 20th chapter. This is something I believe about the end times. You know, I don't know if I can say that, well, it's going to cover everything. But this scripture right here is clear enough to me, and I believe it. Revelation 20 and 10. Then the devil that was deceived and was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are, and shall be tormented day and night forever. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose faith the earth and heavens fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. One day we're going to have to stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the book according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell were delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. What do you believe? I believe this, the word of God. Pray for me that by the grace of God, I will never stop believing Even as a songwriter said, till my eyes are closed in death, I'll believe his word. I want more of what Brother Job said when he said, even though skin worm destroy my body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Amen.